Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 133, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 133. I will not value what is valueless. The lesson lays out the criteria for testing all things you think you want against the laws that govern choice. We do the choosing, but the laws are set. The first law is, if you choose what will not last forever, what you choose is valueless. There are only two alternatives, either everything or nothing. Either valuable or valueless. And the second law is, there's no compromise. There is no in-between. You can't have part valuable and part valueless. I will not value what is valueless, and only what has value do I seek. For only that do I desire to find. I will not value what is valueless. The only thing that is valuable is the peace, love, which is my truth. Remembering my truth. I am getting ready to go camping, and I am thinking about how the camper needs to be cleaned. And the camper itself is in truth valueless. And the cleaning of it is valueless. The Course teaches us that love is eternal. I can go out there and get the camper ready, clean it. And if I go out there and do the work, remembering what is of value, which is my peace, and the truth of what I am, then the cleaning in itself is valueless. It doesn't last forever. And I will do it either with a motivation of love or not. Those are my only two choices for motivation. If I clean it with the motivation of love, and the peacefulness of love, then that is valuable. Because I have spent time remembering who I am in love. But if I do it with the motivation of anything else, then it is valueless. If I clean it with a motivation of love, the cleaning of it is still valueless. But what I've done with the mind, focusing on my truth, which never changes, that is valuable. The love that I extend from the mind to my family as I clean it is valuable. If I am doing anything else with my mind other than extending love, then it is not valuable. It is valueless. It is nothingness. Nothing in form has any value. Value comes only from remembering the truth of who I am and extending the peace, love of what I am through having truthful, loving thoughts. That is what is valuable. Everything else is valueless. The body is valueless, but the love I extend to the body, that has value. And because we perceive we have a body, the love we extend through our mind sometimes comes out in manifested form. By doing something with the body itself is neutral. Everything in form is neutral. I can allow love to move through the body, to extend love. This includes self-love to move through the body. The objects I see in the world are neutral. To assign value to neutral things in the world is a valueless thing, because these neutral things that are in the world don't last forever, so they are valueless. If I use the neutral objects to extend love, then in the act of extending love, is what is valuable, not the object. The object remains neutral, valueless. My camper is neutral and valueless. What's valuable is when I extend love through it. It may be in cleaning it that I am extending love, or it may be in occupying it that I am extending love. And on the flip side, if I am cleaning it out of guilt, then I am not extending guilt, and that is valueless. Or if I am occupying it with guilt or hate or unworthiness, then that is valueless. The love extended through is what is valuable. The love lasts forever, eternally. Holy Spirit, help me today to be aware of what is valuable and what is not. Help me to make use of my time with valuable, love-extending thoughts. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, let us quiet our minds and let go of all the valueless thoughts and ideas we hold. We reach towards heaven with empty hands and open minds. As we lay aside all self-deception and go with a willingness to value only the real and valuable. Thank you for joining with me in emptying our hands and filling our hearts. Namaste.